Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her father-in-law passed away, they experienced a lot of activity in the house. But was it him? Because a lot of it felt rather frightening.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story you'd like to share with us? The number's 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write them in, do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. Being a premium subscriber is an option up to you if you want to. You get access to the archive. You get advanced episodes, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going?
It's going really well.
Pretty good today.
Yeah.
So this story is a little creepy to me. Because what if, you know, like your loved one passed away, mm-hmm. you start getting like some paranormal activity in your house and you're like, oh, that's Uncle Bob. He's mm-hmm. always such a good guy. And then really weird shit starts happening.
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking. And we haven't heard the story yet. You maybe have.
I
have not. Right. So I don't know. But just from the lead in, it makes sense to me because if you open that door, is Uncle Bob the only thing that walks through?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so maybe other things come in when Uncle Bob comes in. It's just part, it just goes with the territory.
Did Uncle Bob bring with him Uncle Dale, who's like, and those are our actual
we do
uncles.
Have Uncle Bob and Uncle Dale.
But did Uncle Dale come through and he's like, I'm going to stir up some shit at Carol's house.
Right. I mean, it just would seem to me to make sense that if you open a door, other things can pass through it too. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I agree with you. So I think this is an interesting story. It says, we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of my father-in-law's death at the end of September. He died very suddenly of an abdominal aortic aneurysm that ruptured.
Mm. How awful.
He was a wonderful man with a big heart, and he loved his family and God above all else. He was always doing everything he could to help us. He was a big presence when he was here, and he left a big hole in our hearts and lives when he died. You can tell just by that how loved he was.
Yes.
My husband, his sister, and I all went to stay with my mother-in-law for a few months after he passed. We all needed the support. The things we experienced in that house in those few months still cannot be explained and haven't happened before or since. The tissue box and its hard plastic cover flew off of the back of the toilet and landed on the other side of the bathroom while my sister-in-law and I were in the living room and no one else was home. We went in together to investigate and found them separated and a couple feet from the toilet. What a weird thing.
Weird, yeah.
The shower curtain rod in that bathroom fell down, and while no one was anywhere near the bathroom, okay, that could happen.
It could.
It did that several times.
It could. I've had a bum shower rod that always fell down.
And each time we went in there to put it back up, it didn't fit. It wasn't the kind with the spring inside. It had to be rotated to extend or collapse, and it was always longer than the space between the walls when we'd go in there to put it back up. Not only had it fallen on its own, it seemed like it had been expanded after it fell.
So it rotated out.
Might not be paranormal, because my shower curtain rod, my friend
was
pet
sitting.
Yeah. And my friend was pet sitting, and somehow she knocked it down and couldn't get it back up. It took me forever because I'm putting it up, but it doesn't seem to quite fit.
Mm-hmm.
So that might not be paranormal. I did get it, but she couldn't get it back up there.
Mm-hmm.
The clock radio on my father-in-law's side of the bed turned on. Okay, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio was playing Stand By Me one day while I was in there alone. I stopped and stared at it, but I didn't turn it off. I just walked out of the bedroom and shut the door. I don't know if it went off by itself or if someone else went in and turned it off, thinking one of us had turned it on. My husband and his sister were home one day watching TV in the living room, and I was sitting out on the back patio smoking a cigarette. They heard and felt a huge, loud thump that shook the whole house, almost like a sonic boom. They came out back to check on me and look for anything that might have caused it. I have no idea what they were talking about. I didn't feel it or hear it. My sister-in-law was home alone one day, and she was in her parents' bedroom going through her dad's things, and the ceiling fan turned on by itself and started going faster and faster and rocking back and forth until it seemed like it was going to break off the ceiling altogether. I think she finally said something out loud and it stopped, but she was petrified about that. She didn't want to talk about it, and she didn't want to go back in there for a while after that. There was a lot of activity in that house during that time, almost daily. I didn't feel like it was at all Dad. A few things, like the radio playing Stand By Me, felt comforting, like Dad saying, "I'm still here for you." But a lot of it felt very powerful and very malicious. I wanted to believe it was Dad. We all did. But I think something else was preying on that house's vulnerable emotional state. My husband and I bought a home a mile away from my mother-in-law, and she still lives there alone. She hasn't spoken of any experiences since then. That's from Jennifer. See, and if it doesn't feel like him, it's not him.
Yeah,
I think you would know him well enough. And don't you think somebody who had such a loving, big presence in life and was such a big part of the family, if he did come back, like, he would do the radio thing.
Right.
Like, that would be the sign he would give you. He wouldn't be, like, creating a sonic boom in the house that...
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
You know, I had one once happen to me where I was living in a little house in Texas, and I was just... sitting on the sofa, had the TV on, probably grading papers or something. Anyway, all of a sudden, I hear this just crash. And it sounded like somebody took a full bookshelf, and it had also maybe dishes on it, right? And pushed it over, and it crashed. Like, that loud, like a crash. Like, and I'm thinking, this is huge. Like, something huge happened. I walked all over, and the dogs all, both were like, "What?" You know, and they sat up and they're looking all around, and everybody's looking around, and I. And it took everything I had to get up because I'm like,
and you're
the
only one
right.
there, so yeah. you got to go so, investigate.
So I never could find anything, and it reminded me of them hearing that really loud thing and nothing.
And she's standing right outside, and with it being that loud, she should have heard something.
Yeah, and she
especially if they
hear
refer
anything.
To it as a sonic boom, like
yeah,
that's
like that
loud.
That rattles the house.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know what that was, but it does seem like maybe. She's got a point. I think something else is preying on that house's vulnerable emotional state.
I agree. I totally agree. And the fact that the mother-in-law still lives there and isn't having or hasn't mentioned anything.
She hasn't spoken of any experiences since then.
And you think she would.
And you think they would experience something. They live only a mile away. They got to go visit.
You know, there are times where... You know, I think after my father died, there were, you know, I felt like for a while I could still kind of feel him or, you know, my son definitely, you know, talked to him and stuff. And then after a while, it kind of quit. And, you know, I don't, and I think kind of the same thing here. Like maybe the father was there for a little while. And that door was open, and maybe some other things happened too because of that door being open. But once it shut, you know, then it was over.
Because, like, the shower curtain might not have been.
I have had shower curtains where I've fought them the whole time. They kept sliding off and down. And.
But, like, the Kleenex box, that's weird. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I would call that mean or malicious.
But it was weird. But,
yeah. The Stand By Me thing, sweet. That's the one thing I do think was the dad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there could have been a few other things that just came in. You know?
I kind of think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, here is a caller.
So when I was a kid, I don't know, about 7, 8 years old or so, I had two twin brothers. They were about a year or so older than me. We lived in a house with my mom. My two older brothers, they both wet the bed. So my mom, they had bunk beds, you know. And I got my own, like, queen-size bed because I didn't pee the bed. I don't know. But that's just the way it was. Anyway, so one night we are sleeping, and I get up. I'm scared. I was 7. We lived in a kind of, we had a creepy backyard. It was, like, forest and stuff. And there's a window right in front of my bed, a big window. So I'd always look out it and, like, I don't know. I get scared. So I got up and I went up to the top bunk to where my oldest brother was. He was the older of the twins by a couple minutes. Anyway, he wakes up, you know, and we have to go to the bathroom. So we climb down. We go to the bathroom. It's, you know, it's fairly close. We go to the bathroom. We get a drink of water. And then we're climbing back up the stairs things. It's like, you know, on the end. So it's not like one skinny ladder. It's like the whole end is a kind of a ladder. So we both climbed up at the same time. But he got up first. We were scared, so we're kind of, you know, going fast. So anyway, he got up first, and I'm putting my leg over, like, the last lip on the top. And all of a sudden, something pushes me. I feel something push me, and I kind of fall forward, and I hit my face on the bed. And then as I push myself up, I see my brother. He's like halfway under the covers, and he looks like he just saw a ghost. He's like, you know, got that ooh face on, whatever that is, you know, the old crap face. And I turn around, and it's this guy. I'm assuming it was a guy. He was taller, probably, I don't know, not just about a foot taller than the bunk bed. And you could see through him, but you could see him as well. He had, like, this overcoat on, and he had, like, it was like a kind of a shade of green. And his face was just a blur. Like, you could see everything else clearly, but you could also see through him. But his face was just, it was blur. So you couldn't see any features on his face. It was super weird. Anyway. You know, so we raced under the covers, and we hid under the covers, went to sleep, and never talked about it again. And I don't know. I just never really thought about it most of my life. And then on my 21st birthday, I remember my brother was there, and I just, for some reason, remembered it. And I talked to my brother about it. I'm like, hey, you know, you remember this? Because I always thought, you know, it never happened at that point. When I did start thinking about it again. Anyway, he's like, yeah, I remember everything. Told me that exact same story, just like I told you. At that point, that's when I was like, oh my God, that really happened. It's crazy, man. I've had some more happen too, but anyway, that's the most interesting one. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
How creepy is that? But I could see why you would convince yourself it never happened.
Okay, here's my thing. And I don't usually just throw this around lightly, but what the fuck? Like, that just pisses me off.
Just kids.
They're kids. Like, you asshole. Like, pick on somebody your own size. Like, picking on children. I felt like when I went, we grew up in a haunted house. And one time I went back as an adult. And I just happened to be driving through that town for some reason. And I pulled up to the house, you know. And
She knocked on the door.
No. This was a different time. And it was the first time I'd seen it since I'd left. And I walked up to the house. Now, at this time, it's empty, right? This is before, you know, people had moved into it. And I'm standing there staring in the window. And that's exactly how I felt. I was pissed. I was like, oh, come at me now, motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, excuse me, but like now I'm a grown adult, right? I have a little bit more of... I have more resources to deal with things now. But as a child, you attacked me. You know, as a child, you caused me all this stress and trauma. And, you know, like, God, that just makes me so mad.
Like, and they just were getting up to go to the bathroom.
Like, you bully?
And he pushes the poor kid.
Right? It just makes me angry. I get mad at our stories, but this one just made me mad that they picked. And he carried that with him.
What's interesting about that, it doesn't sound like they had ongoing problems in that house. It was just this one night.
At least that night, he was able to
convince himself that it never happened.
But, like you said, and I bet somewhere under the surface that was always there, right? And always just in the back of his mind bothering him, right? And like, as a child, that's just so wrong to make a child carry that around.
I don't get it.
I
always thought the same thing about our house. It's like, why are you scaring the little kids? You know, because we don't even have words for it.
Yeah.
And there was nobody to talk to about
it. And like as a kid, is this just the way the world works? Like, you don't know, right? Like, I guess these are things that happen to everybody. Like, you know, but yet in my heart, I knew it was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting, though, that years later... That's what happened to us, too. There's a couple stories years later we all experienced.
And we all look at each other. We look at each other like, oh, my God.
You saw it, too.
You saw it, too. Yeah, it happened to you.
So here's the next story. It says, my name is Sherry. I recently discovered your awesome podcast. I really enjoy listening to the stories from your listeners, and I felt inspired to share one of my own. While this story does not feature a ghost, it is definitely paranormal. When I was younger, I asked my mom what she thought about psychics. She told me that she believed everyone could be a little bit psychic and told me a story from her childhood. It was summertime and my mom was maybe 10 years old. Her older brother had been away at camp for a few days and she was home alone with her mom. And one night she had a terrible dream about her brother. She saw a school bus full of kids and noticed her brother was not on it. The dream took my mom outside the bus and she could hear her brother screaming before she could see him. He was lying in the mud, face turned towards my mom and her eyes on her. The bus was rolling forward, tires slowly and relentlessly crushing his head. She remembers seeing blood on his face. My mom woke up covered in sweat and realized the screams she was hearing were her own. Frightened and full of dread, my mom decided to tell her mother about her dream. She got out of bed, opened her bedroom door to find her mother in the hallway. My grandmother was white as a sheet and trembling. Apparently, she had experienced a similar dream. In her version, my uncle had been trapped beneath a large rock. She saw his head buried under the stone and blood pooling beneath it. They were so frightened that they sat up for about an hour having tea at the kitchen table before the telephone rang. My uncle had been involved in an accident at a summer camp about an hour before, and a piece of lumber had struck him in the head. He was being hospitalized. My mom says she remembers the hollow feeling in her stomach and the terror on her mother's face as she shared the news. My uncle fully recovered, and my mom would go on to have similar experiences of occasionally knowing something just slightly before it happened. She says it runs in families and sometimes can be helpful. She told me to be open and listen. If I ever got a message, I am still waiting. Thanks for reading this. I look forward to hearing more fascinating stories in the future. Keep up the good work, Sherry. See, that one's interesting because it was a double one. And, it was dreams. They both had the dreams.
About the head.
About the head. They were both right that he did have a head injury. Because at first I thought, well, yeah, the mom was at the door because she heard her screaming. The mom was at the door probably because her daughter's screaming, but she had also just had a terrifying dream herself.
Yeah, and she probably had to get up and shake it off. There are times that you have a dream that's so horrifying, I just get up. Like, I have to get up, I have to walk around, I have to move around and, like, shake it off, right? And that's probably what her mom was doing.
See, there's this whole level of things, and this is one thing we're talking in another episode about Brandon Masullo and this book that he wrote, and he's on, there's an episode on the Grave Talks. But we talked about that phenomena of people being able to pick up on somebody else, like their brother's nowhere near them. They're both asleep. And somehow, telepathically, the brother's able to connect with them and let them know what had happened, even though he wasn't a spirit. And in fact, in Brandon's book, there was examples of people like a husband who got this really weird feeling, kind of panicky, turned around, saw his wife standing there, even though she had left. Well, she had been in a car accident and it was really serious, but she had not died. But somehow she's able to communicate to him that she was in this really bad, horrible, could have been life or death situation. How does that happen? How are you able to get that information? Because it happened to me when we were, when I was living in your house on Fifth Street, and I was working at the convenience store.
Sure. C-Mart.
What was it? Yeah, C-Mart. C-Mart.
Coastal Mart.
Coastal Mart. We call it C-Mart. And I had the day off. I was watching Days of Our Lives.
We always watch Days of Our Lives.
And I'm on the sofa.
What was, anyway, go ahead.
So yeah. I'm watching Days of Our Lives, and all of a sudden I got this overwhelming, I have to go see Grandma. I have to go see Grandma right now. And I got my little Audi car that I had. That was a piece of shit. Got in. The window just broke and, like, went down. I couldn't get it back up. I had to go find someone to repair it because I had to get to Grandma. And the next day she died. And so had I not followed my feelings and gone, I wouldn't have seen her. I'm sure you were working at the museum.
No. I was actually in Oklahoma in doing a graduate class down there.
That's right. Because you would have gone with
me. I had gone to Grandma's the week before, basically to tell her goodbye. And we discussed it. I discussed it with her. And she said, you know, if anything happens, don't come back. Stay there and do what you need to do.
And I knew, you know, it wasn't like we didn't know, but it was so overwhelming that if I didn't go right then, I would never see her again. And I remember stopping at our cousin's house who lived at our grandma's house. She lived in the basement. And I stopped and I'm like, Doreen, we have to go see Grandma. And Doreen was like, what are you doing here? Like, it's the middle afternoon and I just drove 80 miles. But it was this overwhelming, I have to go. And even Doreen, years later, said, thank you so much for doing that because I wouldn't have seen her one more time. So how do you get that information? How does that happen? How does it just come into your brain? I think that's so fascinating that you could share that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't know. I don't know how that works. I want to know how that kind of thing works. How are, and it happens all the time.
It does. Yeah.
you're telepathically, like, all, like in the book, there was an example of a woman was doing something, just, you know, regular life. And all of a sudden she said it felt like her arm was on fire. Come to find out, at the same time, her daughter had burned her arm really bad. And the mom picked up on the feeling. Mm-hmm.
I just think we're connected on a much deeper level of consciousness than we realize. I think there is this huge collective consciousness out there that we can tap into. And sometimes it taps into us. But other times I think, you know, like you might hear a voice. And I think maybe that's not a ghost. Maybe that's what somebody thought thousands of miles away from me. I just happen to be right now on the same wavelength as them.
Yeah.
And I caught it.
I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember about being a premium subscriber. If you want to do that, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can try it 3 days free if you sign up through Apple Podcasts. But you could also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.